Mark will come share our gospel reading.
Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called the disciples and said to them, "Truly, I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those others who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put everything she had, and all she had to live on."
Those of you who are on Facebook and members of our internal First Baptist Facebook page may have seen the cartoon, the Episcopal Church meme that Mark Lawrence posted last week. The pastor is unveiling the three new stained glass windows of the real saints of the church secretary, the custodian, and the treasurer. How true. I've often thought about the fact that the pastor can be away, and there are plenty of people who can substitute to lead a worship service. We plan for that, and it happens, and we manage. But what would we do if our treasurer or our financial secretary or our church secretary suddenly was out of commission? I think we'd be in a whole lot more trouble. As Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, when he talks about the church as the body, the body is designed so the parts that are most important are not the ones you see. Think about that. So thank you, Shella, and David Hopkins, and David Coy, and Marlene, and so many others of you, for all the ways, Bill Fry, Bill Phelan, back in the back, for the, you know, along with David, all of you, for the ways you contribute, Belinda, Christopher, everybody. What I love about All Saints Sunday is it's what I call an Equal Opportunity Saints Day. It's the one where we all are reminded that we're all called to be saints, that we are the saints of the church. And it reminds us to be thankful for all the people who've made a real difference in our lives through their faith, maybe in small ways, but very important ways. And All Saints is a day that invites us to see those people, to notice them, the ones who often get overlooked or taken for granted. Just as in this short reading, Jesus saw this poor widow giving her two coins. She wasn't trying to get anybody's attention, not like the other people who were going up and dropping their coins in the box with a lot of show so people would make sure that they were noticed. They noticed them. Jesus saw her and realized that she was giving all that she could. In God's economy, she had given more than all the rest put together. Because it wasn't about the value of her money. How little or how much was given is not the point. It's about the attitude, the intention. One of the other gospels says she was giving her whole life. So Jesus called his disciples and told them to look at her, to see her. Just as on All Saints Day, we are called to look and see the true saints of our lives, those who've made our faith and this church what it is by the giving of their lives. These are the people whose love and faith and continued giving make us who we are today. So I encourage you to do some thinking. Who are your personal saints? Those who most have inspired you and helped you believe, who've helped you along your journey of faith, here at First Baptist or in the rest of your lives. Who welcomed you here, who helps you live in trust and faith through your hard times, who helps you hang on to hope when it's most difficult. One of my favorite seminary professors, one of my saints, used to say, we all at times need our church to do our believing for us. So, who are those people for you? Last week, I heard a couple of descriptions on NPR of the Mexican traditions around the Day of the Dead. And what struck me was the speakers kept highlighting, this isn't a sad holiday. This isn't a mournful holiday. It's joyful, it's warm, it's celebratory. It's a joyful remembering that the dead are still present with us to help us. They still love us, they are still here for us. I think in the same way, All Saints is a day that reminds us that we're not alone on our journey. We are part of a community of faith, a great band of pilgrims here in this congregation and within the larger Church of Christ. So many people. Did you hear how many names we named in just those few minutes today? So many people whose lives of faith, whose witness, whose love and service has shaped who we are and why we are here today. And when we gather to worship, when we gather at the table to receive communion, we are gathering with them. They are with us, living and dead. They walk with us. They are our saints, our great cloud of witnesses. And our faith proclaims that it's not just their memories that stay with us. It is more than that. We believe that they are, as I said to the kids, held forever in God's love. And that Jesus, who for the sake of love gave his whole life, who trusted God even to the point of death on a cross, Jesus became the first fruits of God's new creation through his resurrection. And so we can believe that there is life beyond this life. There is love that is greater than all our griefs and all our losses. We believe that love never ends. And so that even when we grieve, we are never without hope. We know there is always more. And we are all of us, living and dead, all of us forever held in God's love that we know through Christ our Lord. So we are all saints, living and dying. We all walk by faith. We all live in love, and we all are being called again and again to give all of our lives to God. A prayer from Jan Richardson. God of the generations, when we set our hands to labor, thinking we work alone, remind us that we carry on our lips the words of the prophets, in our veins, the blood of martyrs. In our eyes, the mystic's visions. In our hands, the strength of thousands.